art. Art in Persian, archaic Persian, means fine work, fine hand work. That is art. Art as it is doesn't exist, even in Europe didn't exist. Art comes when the philosophy changes and they will define the art as a something in philosophy. Here, the word in translation refers to art. Amazingly, the Persian is not even art, is fun, which is Arabic, means technique, know-how. That's fun. So from your techniques, you didn't gain anything. Throw away your technique and ask something from the Lord of the Bounty. Means you should receive something new, not to use that old tool you have used for no use for a long time. Yes?
Since these sciences bring you no blessing, make yourself a dunce and leave ill luck behind.
Now it's quite clear what is he talking about. Do you remember first Rumi started his speech, book one, with the difference between science and the vision? And because the scientific knowledge, or let's say intelligence, has taken over the totality of our capacities, that's the first problem. We have to reduce that one to make place for the second one. How? The first lesson is this: there are techniques that you have used with no really use. Why should you use it again? One of them is that very simple stuff which is very popular in scientific domain, that doubt. To have that healthy doubt about all the experiments and blah, blah, blah. That one, it is helpful over there, but when it comes to spirituality, does it help? Is there any really precise answer that comes from the lab is 100%? Do that. Your doubt will stop you understand even. So the wit, all the techniques, mainly in his mind here, when he's talking, he has something. You could guess. What does he have in his mind? You remember, Rumi is not talking blah, 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 from here, from there. He's talking from a personal experience, right? He experienced it. Before the experience, he was that mullah. And he's talking of that experience. What is that experience? What was he before that experience? What he threw away completely when he met Shams? Philosophy. He was a philosopher, questioning and doing that blah blah analysis and all that. And suddenly realized, oh, philosophy? That's a very limited technique and it's not usable here. So he's talking about that kind of intelligence and all those techniques. It will become, these two paragraphs were opening, they were simple and short to the point, right? It didn't need any story behind it. Do not have fear because you don't know something, maybe it's not fearful, and do not show off because you will be hunted, and stop all the techniques that doesn't help, all the wits and stuff. Now the real story comes. Real story is more simpler, but Rumi will talk longer because now is the point. The point is like this: a fellow is riding a camel, sitting on his camel, walking in a caravan. and there is this fellow who is walking with the caravan because he doesn't have a camel. And at the end we understand that he doesn't have anything. He's walking and looking at the guy and say, "Hey, hello, how are you? What are you doing?" "I'm going somewhere." He said, what are you carrying?" He said, "This side is some wheat, some rice. At the other side, I put some gravel, because if not, it would be unbalanced." He said, "Haha, you silly fellow. Why don't you empty that gravel stuff? Put half of this rice on the other side. It will be less weight for your camel." "Oh, what a good idea. Who are you? What are you doing?" He said, "Nothing, I'm coming and going." He said, "Where is your camel?" You remember I'm talking about camel. You remember the camel, which is the lost camel and all that, and the camel is the animal that will take you to Mecca, the only way to cross that desert, and all of that, right? And he said, "Where is your camel?" He said, "I don't have a camel." "Where is your home?" "No, I don't have a home." "Excuse me? The hell with the knowledge you had. I prefer to have one pack of sand here and have a camel, have a life. You stupid fellow, how come that there is no outcome for all your knowledge? I don't want your knowledge because it didn't help you. How could it help me?" This is something that in the practice of this kind of this way of life, in all the time you will face it a lot, because you will look around and you will find somebody, some group which looks good and you want to participate, and when you go to confirm your ideas and talk to your master, "What?" The only time that they will start to say no, "Don't go to that fellow," is when the fellow is an unhappy fellow. I say, "If he's unhappy, what is he going to share with you? Because this is the essence of happiness. So the joy should show. If the techniques you're using, namely here, the knowledge you have, doesn't help you make happy, I don't need that kind of knowledge." Let's hear the story in full length, as Rumi would say.
The last line before the story.
Yeah.
Reads, "Like the angels say, we have no knowledge, O God, except what you have taught us."
Yes.
Story of the desert Arab and his putting sand in the sack, and the philosophers rebuking him.
You see here, philosophy is coming in. He was not pointing to philosophy, but he was preparing the way that something looks big, but it's not. Something looks promising, but you scratch it, it is an empty package. These are the stuff he talked about, right? Now here there is a fellow with a camel and a philosopher. Yes.
"A certain Arab of the desert loaded a camel with two big sacks, one full of grain. He was seated on top of both sacks. A glib philosopher questioned him. He asked him about his native land and led him to talk, and said many fine things in the course of inquiry. Afterwards, he said to him, 'What are those two sacks filled with? Tell the truth of the matter.' He replied, 'In one sack I have wheat, in the other is some sand, not food for men.'"
Okay, before that, in the last verse, there was this, the truth of the matter. But the truth of the matter will not exactly do, because the word Rumi is using is hal. Remember that complicated word, hal? The truth hall, where is the truth hall here? Because at the end of the story, we understand that the good hall is what we are looking for. Yes.
Why, he asked, did you load the sand? In order that the other sack might not remain alone, he replied. For wisdom's sake, said he, pour half the wheat of that pannier into the other, so that the sacks may be lightened, and the camel too. He cried, bravo, O clever and noble sage! Such subtle thought and excellent judgment, and you so naked on foot and in fatigue. The good man took pity on the philosopher and resolved to mount him on the camel.
He said, and the point here is that the Rumi over there will not say philosopher. The word is Hakim. In 3170 he said, bravo, O clever and noble Hakim. Second time, again, he had pity on Hakim, because the guy is called Hakim. Yes.
And resolved to mount him on the camel. He said to him again, O fair-spoken Hakim, explain a little about your own circumstance as well.
Here again the word is hal. Explain a little bit about your hal. Means how do you feel and how is your moment and all of those meanings. Yes?
Such intelligence and talents as you have. Are you a vizier or a king? Tell the truth. He answered, I am not these two. I am of the common folk. Look at my appearance and dress. He asked, how many camels have you? How many oxen? I have neither these nor those, he replied. Do not dig at me. He said, at any rate, what goods have you in your shop? He answered, where have I a shop, and where a dwelling place? Then, said he, I will ask about money. How much money? For you are a solitary wanderer, and one whose counsel is prized.
I don't like that word money, because the word is naqd. And naqd means what do you have cash in hand. That's what naqd is. Means here, at this moment you have to have. Is it? What do you have right now, as we say, what do you have in cash? Yes.
With you is the elixir which changes the copper of the world to gold. Your understanding and knowledge are inlaid with pearls. By God, he replied, O chief of the Arabs, in my whole property there is not the means of food for the night. I run about with bare feet and naked body. If anyone will give me a loaf of bread, there I go. For this wisdom and learning and excellence have got nothing but imagination and headache.
Here those words, wisdom and learning and excellence, in Persian, first is hikmat, which is this wisdom. The second one is fadl, which is Arabic, which is very heavy, means excellence or something like that. And the third one is hunar, which in Rumi's time means fine workmanship. So he has fine workmanship, he has this excellence and the wisdom, but, yes, I've got nothing but what?
Imagination and headache, it says.
Yes, is khiyal and headache.
Then the Arab said to him, go far away, so that your ill luck may not rain upon you. take far away from me that